This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Here's a sobering statistic from the Federal Reserve. Nearly half of all Americans don't have enough extra money to cover a $400 emergency expense. One idea to get more people to save? Offer a prize. Reporter Erica Barris has more.
Jamie Arrington doesn't have a traditional bank account. She does her banking at Money Mart, a check cashing spot in Pittsburgh. Arrington's paycheck from her $12 an hour job is direct deposited onto prepaid debit cards. She can pull cash from those cards for a low fee at Money Mart. By payday, they're pretty well cashed out.
I can't afford to save anything right now. I work paycheck to paycheck.
Arrington is one of millions of unbanked Americans who use services like Money Mart. Walmart is looking to lure those customers away with similar offerings and a chance to save. Mark Matthews is a senior director at Walmart Services.
You know, when people don't have savings, it's not good for them. It's not good for the country. And it's not good for Walmart.
What's good for Walmart? People like Arrington direct deposit their paychecks on a Walmart money card. They go to Walmart to get the card and also to get cash back, which they can do without a fee by shopping at Walmart. But why bother? The card is linked to a savings account called the Vault. Put away even a little bit and you're entered in a monthly sweepstakes.
It's actually kind of an old idea, but it was new to us when we first heard about it.
Prize-linked savings programs have been popular overseas for years, but they aren't common here, and they've been available mostly through credit unions. Bridget Madrian is a behavioral economist at Harvard University.
When people face decisions that are complicated and hard and that don't have a deadline, the natural tendency is to procrastinate.
Madrian says that's especially true for saving, irregardless of income. She says incentive programs can push people to make that start, and saving in small amounts is easier. Plus, the sweepstakes has the appeal of a lottery, a chance at something big without the cost. And
people really like playing the lottery, gambling.
Take Don Paquin. As a factory worker making $1,200 a month, she said saving seemed impossible. When Walmart launched the Vault last summer, she tried it out, putting a bit aside here, a bit aside there.
Well, it feels good to save. Once they got me saving, it's kind of addicting.
In December, Paquin won a big prize, $1,000. And the odds still look better for Paquin than they do for Walmart. The company says around 170,000 people have participated in the program since it began last summer. Meanwhile, around 140 million shoppers come to Walmart every week. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.